Congressman Wagner, sir.
Mr. President? Joe, I just wanted to tell you how much I appreciated your message relayed by Bill Timmons.
Mr. President, that's the only thing in the world I had on my mind. I was sitting here in my apartment in Washington. I'm here this weekend. I've been to Louisiana the last 7 in a row.
Right.
And I was thinking about you.
Well, I tell you, my boy, don't you worry about me. We're going to fight this damn battle. You know, we're not going to allow a picky unit.
You hang tight, Mr. President.
Well, look, you know,
with you.
As you well know, all this crap, you know, is so disgusting, all these leaks and everything that have occurred, that all we've been trying to do is to fight for what's best for this country, and we...
You know, it's all right for Ellsberg to steal government information and secrets, but it's against the damn law for anybody to check up on him.
To try to find out him.
That's right.
You know, we turned over what we had on him, and it's pretty bad.
Well, it has to be, Mr. President.
Well, he's a bad man.
It has to be.
But we turned it over to the judge, you know, and the judge had already dismissed the case, which I thought was a little stupid.
Well, it was wrong. You see, he would have been within some legal limit to have declared a mistrial, but for him to dismiss the charge and to forego prosecution forever on a character like this is unconscionable.
I'll tell you, I've appreciated the way you rallied our troops, and we missed that boat last week. We should never have put the boys to the sword on that damn boat on Cambodia right now, but we'll win the next one.
Well, we did a little better on our side, actually, and keeping the people in line than some of the boys on the other side.
Oh, the Republicans are bad.
They thought they had a minimum of 153 votes and close to 160 at the time we started voting. And if they had, we'd won it.
I know. Well, after all, we've won so many, you lose one, so what the hell? Well, the main thing is when you stop to think of what we've got done and what we've got ahead of us, you know, we've turned around the crime rate at home, and we've got the, we've had Russia and China and Vietnam, and the war ended, and the POWs back, and some people are gonna squeal about Watergate, for God's sakes.
Well, Mr. President, I was a long time before I tried to disturb you this morning.
I just have got to
say to him that I'm with him, and I hope you'll just keep his chin up and see it through.
Don't you worry.
Yeah, because
I tell you, I'm you know,
he's done a great job.
You know, it comes to the point where you just you know, I haven't said too much because I always believe in waiting and striking at the right time. I did that one TV last week, but when I had, I just hated to do it, but I had to let Haldeman and Ehrlichman go, and I hope they're vindicated, and I think they will be, but nevertheless, you can't have anybody that there's any charge, you know, around them.
No, sir, you had no other choice, Mr. President, on the circumstance.
But boy, I tell you, when I start to fight, these boys will know they're in a fight, let me tell you.
That's the way I like to hear you talk.
I'll crack them on television in every other way there is.
Well,
it's about time.
I don't understand why these people who are convening these grand juries, these judges who charge these grand juries, I don't understand how they'll just continually let these people keep talking.
Well, let them leak.
That's right.
Yeah, and also, I don't understand, Joe, how the Senate, in good conscience, can possibly let a hearing go forward and bring before the committee people that are going to condemn Mitchell. And, you know, and others, if Mitchell doesn't get a mistrial, I almost bet on it right now. You know?
Yes, sir.
The same with Haldeman Ehrlichman. How can you, as a lawyer, get a fair trial for a man if the damn thing's been all blurted out on television and all week long, you know, and in hearsay?
Well, of course, they'll turn Ellsberg loose for this sort of thing, but they won't turn one of ours loose.
Well, we'll see.
I hope you're...
Well, with you. We're going to fight them right down and tell all our what we call that thin gray line that I've appreciated their support, and we're gonna win. We got great things to do for this country, and we're damn well gonna do them, Joe.
I'll do it, and I hope you'll forgive me for bothering
you. I appreciate it.
I was thinking about you.
That's good. And sadly, old John will be a big help to us up here, John Conley.
Oh, yes, sir.
He can't spend full time, but because, you know, he can't cut off his little off, although he is, I guess, giving up his, he's cutting away from his law firm.
Well, he's got to cut away from everything for
the
time being.
Yeah,
President.
And he's willing.
And he's willing.
And, boy, he'll be a big help. Big help.
Well, let me tell you something, Mr. President. Any man who's too little under circumstances like this to walk across party lines for the good of the country is too little to hold election.
Belichick, we got more sporting than a lot of these damn characters here in Washington realize.
Well, it's not everywhere like it is here, Mr. President.
That's what I mean.
It's not that way, and if the media would ever go a week or 2 days without blowing it through the ceiling, this thing would be dead most everywhere. It really would.
Yeah. Well, hell, when I was down in Meridian, Mississippi, my God, they never even heard of it down there. I mean, they'd heard of it, but they didn't care. They cared about other things.
Well, there are other things bigger, Mr. President.
That's the point. There's the peace of the world and of our country and so forth.
I think with regard back to Cambodia a minute, I think what we've got to do is we've got to get big nationwide on the scene of telling the story. Look, we've gone too far down the road of sowing the seeds for that third big war. Let's don't do that.
That's right. After having made all these sacrifices, are we going to let the clowns break the agreement and do nothing about it? You see my point?
Yes, sir.
That's what we're trying to do. We're just trying to avoid that. And it's coming along out there, you know, day by day. I mean, let's face it, there's no Americans being killed. There's no, none in combat, you know what I mean? And we're using our,
Well, I'm convinced that everything we've done from a position of strength has redounded to our benefit in negotiations.
Right. Well, that we would never be here, Joe, without that, you know.
You're exactly right.
If our critics had had their way, we'd have been out of Vietnam with our tail between our legs, and those prisoners would still be in those damn cells.
Well, in retrospect, and I've tried to see where we fouled up, what we could have done, we missed one bet. Of course, Cambodia was the only issue in this transfer process.
Yeah, I know.
But we missed a bet. We missed a bet when we didn't... play the MIA issue in Indochina.
Yeah, because basically, you see, the MIA issue is part of the agreement that they're breaking.
That's right.
By golly.
We didn't play that issue, and we should have appealed to all those who are still concerned about MIAs that we once placed emphasis on POWs.
That's right. Now we got to get an accounting for those MIAs, which we haven't yet got, Joe.
I think those people killed all our maimed and crippled boys that they took prisoner, Mr. President.
I agree.
I think that's what they did.
Well, good of you to talk, Joe. Good to have a friend like Wagner.
And
let me say there'll be...
here today in Louisiana.
Tell me there'll be one day when we'll look back and we will have fought the good fight, because we're not going to, you know, they'll keep throwing this crap around for the next 2 or 3 months. And,
well, I hope you
have. And then, boy, believe me, of course, you don't have followed my career perhaps too closely over the years, but they push me too far. They're just so far that they can, and then I start going, but I don't strike until I'm ready.
That's the way I like to hear you talk.
Don't you agree?
Yes, sir. You never show your whole card until you get full effect from it.
Right. Okay, Joe.
That's a spy. Forgive me for calling, Mr.
I appreciate it.
I wanted you to